The impressive gates at the Buffalo Zoo are beautiful, but most always taken for granted, just like the story of John E. Brent. Who is he?
John Brent was Buffalo's first African-American architect.
The smallest details could uncover the grandest stories. Gates 3 and 4 at the Buffalo Zoo were likely one of those factors that led Christine Parker, a graduate student at SUNY Buffalo State, to dig up facts and share Brent's story.
John Brent had a place in my childhood, going through the gates at the zoo and being a teenager growing up at Bethel Amy Church. Our church historian or historian, the late Raymond Walton, who also was a member of the Appomattox Club, came down the aisle one Saturday after a choir rehearsal, and he said, "Do you know who built all these parks and playgrounds you guys rumble in?" And I was like, you know, looking at him. And he said, "A black architect did that." And it was just like, wow.
The grandson of a freed slave, Brent played a role in designing some prominent local structures, including the former Michigan Avenue Branch YMCA. He was also active in some influential organizations. Yet Brent's name is unknown to most local residents. Parker is determined to change that. She's curator of an exhibit at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center that showcases Brent's life and achievements. As Parker walks through her exhibit at the Birchfield Penny, his story comes to life.
1889, John Brent is born. Then shortly thereafter, here comes the Progressive Era. And John Brent was, you know, born to a middle-class family. His father, Calvin Thomas Stowe Brent, was D.C.'s first African-American architect.
Education is commonly referred to as a pathway to success. But for African-Americans in the 1800s, it was necessary for survival. Dr. Barbara Nevergold, co-founder of the Uncrowned Queens and the Uncrowned Community Builders, says Brent would have likely been made to go to school by his family.
They found ways to keep black people from being educated, but the value of education and the fire that burned for most black people was there, and so there was a push that the children be educated.
Brent was no stranger to hard work. His immediate family was full of leaders, including physicians and educators. His father, Calvin, was a highly recognized architect in D.C., and his grandfather worked diligently to gain his emancipation. Dr. Lillian Williams, professor of transnational studies at the University of Buffalo, reflects on the conditions Brent faced as an African-American.
Jim Crow was well established at that point. It had come into existence legally through the Supreme Court decision Plessy versus Ferguson in 1896, and blacks found themselves disfranchised throughout the country.
When Brent was 15, he went to Tuskegee Institute for Architectural Education. After 2 years, he received a scholarship from Drexel Institute of Art to concentrate in architecture and landscape design. Graduating in 1912, Brent moved to Buffalo.
What made him come here? I think John wanted to make a life for himself.
And he certainly made his mark by designing buildings, gates, churches, homes, parks, and community centers. The exhibit illustrates that Brent's love for his community didn't end after the ribbons were cut for grand openings of his buildings. He wanted to fight for his African-American community. He did so by becoming Buffalo's first NAACP chapter president and by designing the Michigan Avenue YMCA that largely served the black community. The exhibit at the Birchfield Penny will continue through March 27th. Sydney Perkins, WBFO News.